Australia has what many claim to be a world-class system for drug approvals and subsidies, which allow us all to access good medicines at an affordable rate. The system is called the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. The scheme is now facing criticism following the release of a report by PricewaterhouseCoopers. The report claims that the system is overly burdensome, causing some 87% of drug companies to reconsider whether they will be applying in the future to be part of the PBS scheme. The Federal Health Minister, Susan Lee, has responded by stating that Australia will not apologise for having a world-class drug system with strict safety protections. John Cannings is the author of the PwC report. John, what did your report find was the root cause of dissatisfaction with the PBS system?
So, Patricia, among her key findings, around 80% of our survey respondents, being the large originator pharmaceutical companies in Australia, believe that the PBAC reimbursement process had not improved or had in fact deteriorated over the last 2 years. 65% believe the same for the Therapeutic Goods Administration, and almost 9 in 10 said they had not considered applying for reimbursement of a particular product in the last 2 years.
Can you just explain what PBAC is?
It's an independent body set up by the government. It's called the Pharmaceutical Benefits Advisory Committee, and it has really served us extraordinarily well over many years. And its primary purpose is to evaluate the quality and cost effectiveness of new medicines being listed on the PBS.
So the report claims that the system is overly burdensome, causing some 87% of drug companies to reconsider whether they will be applying in future to be part of the PBS scheme. The minister is really challenging that claim, saying that our system is world-class and actually puts us far ahead of many other countries. Does she have a point?
Absolutely. I mean, I think our health technology assessment conducted by the PBAC is world-class and has been world-leading for many years. It is struggling to deal with some of the newer, more targeted therapies coming through. Since the mapping of the human genome, our understanding of the molecular structure of disease has improved dramatically, and the ability to then target those diseases has been quite sensational, particularly in the area of cancer and liver disease over the past few years. The corresponding issue with that, of course, is that the target populations are getting smaller. So the data that is actually available at the time of seeking reimbursement for these drugs is not the same as it was for the previous large blockbuster drugs of the past. And that's where the system is starting to show signs of stress.
So some are threatening to not take part in the future. How many will actually withdraw their drugs in the future? What's the risk level?
Let's hope we don't get anywhere near that. I mean, the industry's business system is about originating and developing, you know, life-improving or life-saving or breakthrough cure drugs, and that's really intended to be then sold in markets like Australia. There have been instances in the past, as recent as this year, where a large multinational pharmaceutical company did withdraw one of their products off the PBS because of issues around price. And we know from the survey, the 82% of all respondents had indicated that they had considered either not applying for reimbursement of a new drug or for withdrawing an existing drug out of their products in the last 2 years. And then I think it's something like around the same 82% of respondents indicated that they think that the similar situation will continue over the next 2 years, having regard to the processes and policies that have been implemented by PBAC and government for listing.
The Health Minister, Susan Lee, has obviously been made well aware of your report. She's released a statement saying that the Australian system includes safeguards to ensure that taxpayers are not overpaying for drugs and I quote, do not deliver on what they promise patients. Why shouldn't we have a rigorous system? And isn't this just part of the cost of a rigorous system?
Absolutely. And she is 100% correct. It's inevitable that this will become an issue, and it's not just happening in Australia. Trends towards cost-cutting and value-based assessments we're now seeing across a number of areas of healthcare, including outcome-based reimbursements, and that's happening in other countries with public healthcare funding. We've seen it in Germany, we've seen it in the UK. It's not unfair and it's not out of kilter with what's happening more globally around looking at quality and what is a cost-effective price for these new drugs coming through. It is a rigorous system and it should be. In fact, our view that we state in the report is that we recognise it makes good business sense for companies to critically assess the value of a product before bringing it to market, and that the government must inevitably balance the cost to taxpayers against clinical benefit.
Your report has also found that drug companies were frustrated by the PBS's overemphasis on price compared with other considerations like reduced hospital and improved productivity. Again, isn't it bargaining for a good price what we want our government to do on our behalf?
Yes, it is, but it has to be balanced with getting access to these new breakthrough drugs and or life-improving drugs. And there's a question for society here, what we expect for our PBS system. We have one of the best healthcare systems in the world. We believe it's nearly a right to be able to access new therapies as they come through. But the cost of developing those therapies, Patricia, are very, very high, and they're not going down. If anything, the cohort of patients that these targeted treatments are able to address is getting smaller. So the ability to amortize the cost over a larger volume is also being reduced. So there is a balance, and I think we've been very, very good for many years of managing that balance effectively. It's only with the recent changes with these targeted specialized treatments where we're seeing the guidelines not really fit for purpose.
So very briefly, from your perspective, how do we now head off problems that we will see in the future?
Our view is that there needs to be a little bit of a circuit breaker between the government on the payer and the regulator perspective and the industry. The goal, I think, is really for both sides to work together to improve the process to increase efficiency, clarity and certainty around listing, and for all stakeholders to work collaboratively to rebuild positive relationships in a transparent and ethical way.
John, thank you so much for speaking with me.
My pleasure.
And that was John Cannings, PwC's health leader in Australia and the author of their report on the PBS scheme. You're listening to RN Drive. I'm Patricia Carvelis on your radio till 7:30.